Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is 810 out there. Very nice. Around 68 degrees or so. And joining us in studio, as she does every Tuesday, is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, or the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
It's good to see you today. And we're going to get started with our list here in just a second. But you told us right before we went on air, there was a ribbon cutting, correct? Just recently?
Right, we did. We had a ribbon cutting last evening, and we were celebrating the practice of Dr. Grant Webster, and he has family dentistry in Independence. He's actually taking over Dr. Greg Kelly's practice. Dr. Greg Kelly has practiced in Independence for over 33 years, actually.
Wow.
33 years and I think a couple of months. So I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Kelly, who has provided great dental care and an amazing service to our community. And then wish Dr. Grant Webster all the luck and support from our community as he transitions over and makes that purchase of that practice. We got to do a ribbon cutting, as I said, at 5:30 yesterday with his team. And it was just exciting. While I was giving him his plaque, I mentioned about how nice it is to see so many young professionals coming back to Independence. I was thinking about the occupations that these young professionals represent. And I believe we have like four dentists that have come back, and we've had three chiropractors that have come back. We have eye doctors, we have attorneys, we have engineers and teachers and nurses, and all kinds of occupations are being represented among the young professionals.
Right.
And what that says about our community and our county is that you can get your education, you can move on and get, you know, further your education. You can live in the city and enjoy all that the city has to offer. And then when it's time that you want to come back and you want to raise your family potentially, Independence is a great place to do that. So we're excited because that's how we're going to grow the Independence community. That's how we're going to grow Montgomery County, is bringing back our young professionals. And I think now more than ever, because of COVID as well, I think people are realizing that communities like ours and like Coffeyville and Cherryville and Caney have that quality of life that we all look for, that open air space, you know, places to spread out and things to do that are affordable, and we can live in this community and enjoy all that it has to offer. But then when we desire those things that you can only get in a big city, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, my gosh, it only takes a little bit to get to Tulsa or Wichita or Kansas City or Springfield or Joplin. So
yeah, not that far at all.
No. So I say all that because when people move to Independence, they're always amazed at what a wonderful community that we have, what a wonderful community or what a wonderful county that we have. And sometimes I think we take those things for granted and we think that everybody has all the amenities that we have in our communities. So shout out to Independence. Congratulations to Dr. Grant Webster. And we just encourage other young professionals to really take a good hard look at Independence, possibly make it your home.
Absolutely. So again, congratulations to him. And we'll go ahead and get started on our main list today, but it's time for the third annual Young Professionals, as you were talking about, Young Professionals night golf tournament.
That's right. So you can't sign up. You just you missed out because they're completely full. But I wanted to give a shout out to them because I wanted to let you know that the Young Professionals group is going strong in Independence, so strong that when they have events, they book up because they're lots of fun. This particular event, you didn't even have to be a young professional. It's just being hosted by the Young Professionals. But it is their third annual night golf tournament. It will be this Friday evening. What I'll tell you is that it's out at the country club. So if you just wait until after dark and you drive down Taylor Road or in and around the Country Club golf course, you will see night golf in action. The course will be all lit up with glow-in-the-dark markers, and if you look up, you're going to see lots of balls shooting through the air. They might not be going in a straight line because, again, this is a fun event, and it's for golfers and non-golfers, And it really doesn't matter if you're good or not because it's dark and you're just hitting balls. So it's a lot of fun. So go check that out. If you're looking for something fun to do on Friday evening, go get some ice cream, drive around. And when it's dark, be sure and go past the Country Club Golf Course.
My slice and hook is so horrible. Nowhere is safe to stand. So that'd be kind of scary for that. But also coming up as well, talking about more golf, is glow in the dark golf will be happening at the park, correct?
That's right. So the park and the zoo is open. I always like to mention that the zoo hours are 9 to 7. And every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, you can enjoy train rides. They're only 50 cents. Another reason to make Independence your home. Carousel rides for only a nickel. And you can play miniature golf for $2. And stop by the snack shack for cotton candy. And as you mentioned, glow in the dark is always the last Friday of the month, which it's hard to believe, but it is this Friday.
Oh, man.
August will be, this month flew by. August will be coming to an end, and we will be having, glow-in-the-dark golf. It starts at around 9 o'clock. It's $5 for an individual. And again, they will have that through the month of September and October. Then that will wrap up the golf season. So lots of opportunities to do night things with glow golf and glow miniature golf, glow night golf with the young professionals. And then if that is not enough, we have some more nighttime events at the park.
Absolutely, including happening this Saturday.
That's right. So this Saturday will be movie night in the park. I've mentioned this before. This is the event that typically happens in downtown Independence, but because of COVID, we wanted to move that to a more open air environment, a place where people could spread out, be with their families, and be in a kind of a grassy, green space and not so much in a confined area. And unfortunately, we can't do the things that we've done in the past right now, such as face painting and playing games and passing out food and different things like that. So we're moving it to the park just temporarily. It's a wonderful setting. It will be this Saturday night. We're showing Wonder Park, which is a great movie. It's being sponsored by Great Plains Federal Credit Union. And, I spoke about those train rides and those carousel rides. Well, on Saturday evening from 7:30 to 8:30, Magnolia Sense by Design is actually paying for all of the free train and carousel rides. And so that will be from 7:30 to 8:30. And then the movie will start at 8:30. So, And so you can just grab your chairs. You can grab a blanket. You can bring the entire family out. It's completely free and enjoy, a fun evening under the sun. I've been watching the weather. And we desperately need rain, but I do not want it to rain until after movie night.
Right.
So I'm...
Wait till after the 29th.
That's right. Yes, that's right. Let's get all this golf, glow golf, and movie nights all taken care of, and it can pour down, I guess, on Sunday. I hope that doesn't ruin someone's family event, but we do need some rain. But I've watched the forecast, as I said, so it looks like it's going to hold off. We're going to be fine. So the ground will be plenty dry. Just bring out some chairs and blankets and have a good time.
And the good thing about it is when you say the movie starts at 8:30, of course, is that's after the sun goes down. But I tell you what, the past week or so around 8:30, man, it's been perfect outside. Not too hot, not too cold. I went to a movie night last week. Couldn't ask for better temperatures, and it's been pretty much like that all week. So, I can't complain that it's too hot. It's going to be perfect weather out there. Coming up also this Saturday, and it is still going on for at least the next couple of weeks, is the Farmers Market at Chestnut and 8th. I wish I could say that correctly.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, though, this is our final Farmers Market. So everybody needs to mark your calendar for this Saturday. Don't miss out because it is your last chance. 7:30 to 10:30 will be the final Farmers Market at the parking lot, as you said, at Chestnut and 8th Street. For those of you who are unaware of where that is, it's right behind Annie Mae's Coffee House. So if you're listening on the radio and you want a landmark, you can plug in Annie Mae's Coffee House and you're going to find the Farmers Market. Over 20 vendors will make their final offerings. Last week I was there, we had 20 vendors. Garden vegetables will be available. Of course, wine and smoked cheeses and lots of pies, breads, donuts. There's a family that comes from Fredonia that makes these amazing donuts. Cookies and other baked goods. And then local artisans will also be there as well. So you can go on to the Independence Farmers Market Facebook page right now, and you can look and check out all the market updates. But again, the final market will be this Saturday, the 29th, from 7:30 to 10:30.
So get on out there. And you said that it's pretty much gotten bigger and better each and every week, especially with the new location.
That's right. It has. It's been a very successful farmers market, and we look forward to doing that again next summer. There's even some conversation around maybe having a farmers market during the week, maybe a Thursday evening. So we're working on that. We're checking with the vendors to see if there's interest, because of course we can organize anything, but if we don't have the vendors, then it won't be a market. So we're checking into that. We'll keep you updated.
Absolutely. And of course, school started in Independence, I do believe, last Wednesday, I think. And with school started, the Stuff the Bus, is that still going on as of right now?
It is. It is. So Jim Kelly spearheads that effort, and school is, as you mentioned, has started, and kids are needing school supplies, and Stuff the Bus is a way to make that happen. So Stuff the Bus is basically an opportunity for us to drop off school supplies at Community National Bank, things that kids will need, pens and paper and pencils and crayons and rulers and all kinds of, you know, what glue, whatever you're going to need for a successful school year, as well as an opportunity to just write a tax deductible check and make a donation out to Community Foundation for Independence. That's CFFI for short. And you can drop it off to Jim Kelly at Community National Bank, or you can stick it in the mail to him as well at P.O. Box 687. And your donations will help make sure that all of our kiddos have those needed school supplies that they need this year to have a successful school year.
Absolutely. So, again, be sure to send your tax-deductible contributions to Community National Bank over there. And also coming up, not this Wednesday, not tomorrow, but next Wednesday, will be the Cub Scout kickoff.
You know, as I prepare this calendar, it's like my life is just flashing before me, because I prepare and I'm like, how can I be talking about things that are happening in September? Surely it's still June, but it's not. And so as you mentioned, this is coming up. It is hard to believe that next Wednesday will be September the 2nd. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Goodness sakes. Yeah, okay. So Cub Scout kickoff.
Flying by, man.
I know. I thought this was a save the date, but it's really, it's next week.
Right.
Cub Scout kickoff will be Wednesday, September 2nd at 6:30 at the Wesley Center. That's the activity center connected to First United Methodist Church. And you can contact Scoutmaster John Pendergrass at 717-0793 for more information. So again, you know, school's in session. That means it's time for all those activities to start up again. And Cub Scouts, again, will be doing their kickoff. So if you have kids that are interested in doing that, again, I'll give you the number for Scoutmaster John Pendergrass, 714-0793. Or you can always call the chamber office and I can give you any information you might have missed.
And that is, again, coming up on the 2nd. Then coming up on the 4th, of course, it'll be time for First Friday, again, on September 4th.
I know. I'm back to my life flashing before me. Every time we have First Friday, I get back to the office and I immediately start working on the next First Friday. I don't even get to enjoy the First Friday that's right in front of me, and I have to start thinking of the next 30 days.
Well, yesterday I was doing a story, and for some reason I thought it was September. I said, it's the final week in September. Wait, this is not September yet. So that's just...
That's crazy.
This has been a weird year, and let's push past 2020. And
that's right. That's right. Let's at least get past this situation we're in.
Exactly.
So the community is invited to First Friday. So for those of you who are unaware of what First Friday is, it's an opportunity for us to get together on the first Friday of the month. It is co-sponsored by the City of Independence and the Chamber of Commerce. It's a free event. It's open to everyone. It's a morning event. It starts at 7:30 in the morning. We usually get done at 9, maybe a little bit before. Coffee and muffins are served by our sponsor. But it's a way for us to put people in front of our community that can share good, accurate, relevant information that's beneficial to our community members. So This month, September the 4th at 7:30 in the morning, First Friday will be sponsored by Skank Insurance. And again, this is a free event, and we're providing lots of good information. And our speaker lineup will be Rusty Arnold. He's the superintendent of schools for USD 446. So he will have lots of information to share. And so we look forward to hearing from him. And then Kathy Shepherd from Four County Mental Health. She is the RSVP coordinator. And that is a retired and seniors volunteer program. And so that is based out of Four County Mental Health. And she will be talking about sirens and snacks, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit. So she's going to be speaking. And then Danielle West, this is pretty cool. So Danielle West is the owner of a new children's boutique that is going in Independence. And it's called Bows to Britches. So it's little girls and little boys' clothes. She's going to have all kinds of things from, baby items and to children's boutique items and everything in between. And I'm not going to give the whole lineup because that's her presentation.
Right.
But she is a local entrepreneur. She's the mother of lots of great kids. And she wants to open up a business. And she's secured a location. She's moving forward with all that takes place when you start up a business. And I just asked her to come to First Friday and really tell her story and get people excited about a new business opening up. So if you want to come to First Friday, it's at the Civic Center. And at 7:30. And if not, if you're working or you're unable to be there, you can watch it live on the city's Facebook page. And then we will also have it on our Facebook page. And it's also, it'll also be on the cable access channel.
All right. So again, if you're unable to make it, it'll be on the Facebook and, like you said, the cable access channel. And the VFW would like to invite everybody to bingo night every Monday night. Now, I do remember making an announcement yesterday. I guess they had something that came up and they were unable to do it last night, but they said that's just a one-off thing and they'll be back to it next Monday.
Okay, great. And so a couple of things that I always want to give a shout out about would be bingo. And I do believe that they will not be having it on Labor Day weekend too, that Monday.
Okay.
So do not plan to do bingo on, what's that, September the 7th?
They will not
have bingo. But anyway, other than that, they typically have bingo on Monday evenings. Doors open at 5. All the fun games begin at 7. Bingo packs start at $7. You can always buy additional packs. And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And so I'll give a shout out to the VFW and bingo night. And then I'll also give a shout out to the public library. There's always lots of fun things happening at the library. And so they've got a lot of virtual classes and activities lined up. You can go to their website at iplks.org. You can also go to their Facebook page. They have a very active Facebook page and check out all of their offerings. You can also give them a call at 331-3030. They have open access that you can get signed up for, so you have access to the library after hours when it's not staffed. So lots of opportunities at the library, so just check that out.
All right. And also, we talk about this every week, but it's just, it's an incredible place, the Little House on the Prairie Museum.
That's right. You never know who's going to be listening on the radio. It might be their first time. Mm-hmm. It might be something that they listen to in the workplace every single, day. And so they've heard this before. But we always want to, it's worth repeating because we want people to be thinking of what there is fun to do. And when they're thinking about those kinds of things, we want them to think about Little House on the Prairie. So it's $3 to get in for adults, $1 for kids. So it's very affordable. They're open every day of the week, Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and Sunday 1 to 5. So lots of opportunities no matter what day, you have an opportunity to go out and visit. If you have family in and it's during the week, never fear. It's open. You don't have to wait for a weekend. As I've mentioned before, they have a one-room log cabin that is a replica of the one that Laura lived in when she was on the prairie in Independence. There is a schoolhouse, a post office, a gift store, and kind of a mini petting zoo out there with mules and miniature donkeys and miniature horses and lots of fun things for the kids to do. And as always, if you need more information, you can call 289-4238.
And here's one that I have not seen before, and I guess it's just been added, but the Independence Optimist Club is having their annual pancake breakfast coming up on Saturday, September 12th.
That's right. These last four items that I want to talk about are all things that are new. Mm-hmm. Again, it's all September things. So the Independence Optimist Club, as you mentioned, is having their annual pancake breakfast scheduled for Saturday, September the 12th. It will be here before you know it, from 7 to noon, and tickets are on sale now. They're only $5. You can pick one up at the chamber office, or if you know an Optimist Club member, I can't name them off because there's a lot of members, but if you know an Optimist Club member, you can sure grab a ticket from them. And again, you can drop by the chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue. You can give me a call at 331-1890, and I can get a ticket to you. But it's important that we support our civic organizations, because these are the organizations that give back to our community. They're not just taking, you know, raising money and doing nothing with it. They are putting it right back and investing in our community. And this particular civic organization invests in our youth. Their platform is A Friend of Youth, and they sponsor the Jefferson Leaders at Jefferson Elementary. They support a Reading is Fundamental program through the library and through the school system, getting books in the hands of kids. They do they donate to many causes, whether it's fire prevention. I don't have the list in front of me. I'm just trying to going off of memory. But, you know, they do, as I mentioned, the fire prevention. That's a piece of education that they support the fire department. So then that fire department can purchase those materials and bring them into the schools to teach kids about fire safety. And the list goes on and on about the things that they do and the things that they support. And so just know that your small $5 donation can have a big impact in our community. So get some family members, get some friends, get your church friends, get your work friends, and get some Optimist Club pancake tickets and show up. It's always a great time. It'll be in the Wesley Center. That again is, I think, it at 111 Maple Street. And I want people to know that the Wesley Center is a very big room, and so you'll be able to socially distance. We'll have the tables all spread out, and you'll be able to, get your family all at one table and be able to enjoy pancakes and not worry about being in a confined area. So Optimist Club Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, September 12th.
$5 going to help out the community and getting some delicious breakfast. So be sure to get out for that. Here's the first thing I remember when I first moved here, because I moved here, my first day was September 10th of last year. So I'm coming up on my year anniversary here. But this is the first event I remember hearing about, the annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale.
That's right. It is the 13th annual sale that we have coming up. Sam, the tourism coordinator at the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, and myself have been working with the committee to put everything in place for the highway sale. What it looks like for Independence is it's a citywide garage sale along with the 13th annual Canocla 100 mile sale. That means that for those 2 days, it's the permits are free. You do have to go ahead and register with the city, but there is no fee to have a sale on those particular days, September the 11th and the 12th. And those permits that are received, that when you fill out that permit at the city offices by Friday, September 4th, then you will be on the chamber's garage sale map. So here's what you do. You go to the city hall, you tell them you want to have a garage sale on September the 11th and the 12th, both or one or the other. They will give you a permit, and they will also give you a form to fill out, and you'll fill out the form with your name and your address, and then you'll mark that you're having the sale on Friday and Saturday, or just Friday or just Saturday, and the times that you're having the sale. And then it's a carbon copy document. So they will give the chamber one of those copies, and they will keep the other one. And then we take those copies and we create a citywide map, so that when people come into the community or people that live in the community want to do this garage sale experience, they have a map in front of them that has all of the addresses listed. They're all plotted on the map. You can put all the addresses into your phone GPS, and navigate your way through the community. And our community members find great benefit in that, as well as people that are unfamiliar with our community find that as well, find that helpful as well. And we print about 1,500 maps, and we go through every one of them. So there are a lot of people in our community during those 2 days. Lots of economy, lots of hotel rooms. People come from all over the nation. I mean, they come in and they rent, you know. We have one family, actually, a couple of women who actually fly in, and they rent a vehicle and a trailer, and then they go around to everything, and then they drive it back to California.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Hey, so, but hey, they must find a lot of good stuff that they want to take back.
So. They do. They're turning our trash into their treasures.
Absolutely.
So it's a great, fun thing to do. So if that's your thing, and it is my thing, I love to go to garage sales. So we're looking forward to the 13th annual Canocla 100 Mile Highway Sale. If you have questions, again, you can give us a call.
Yeah, you go to those garage sales, man. You can usually find a hidden gem that maybe somebody else doesn't care about, but you see it, you're like, this is amazing. So that's what's great about garage sales. Also, you want to save the date for an amazing opportunity with the local EAA chapter. They're hosting a fly-in.
That's right. So there's going to be a pancake breakfast on September the 12th. That's also the weekend of the 100 Mile Highway Sale on that 11th and 12th. And then another opportunity to get some really good breakfast will be out at the EAA chapter the EAA Chapter 980 fly-in that they're having out at the airport. And it is on that Saturday, September 12th, that same Saturday, from 8 to noon. They will have experimental aircraft out there. They will have antique airplanes. They'll have a kind of a meet and greet with pilots that will be out there. They're also offering a great breakfast. It's $6 out there, and I think there's a reduced price for kids. I went out last September, and that particular one, they took kids up in plane rides. And because of COVID, they can't do that.
Right.
So we've had to take that off of the list. And so they're not offering that, but it still will be such a fun opportunity to be out at the airport, watch all those planes as they come in, you know, as they take off and they land, because of course Textron is out there. There's again going to be a great display of antique airplanes, and it's always fun for the kids to meet a pilot, especially if they have, you know, a desire and interest in being a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to experience that as a kid. So it's a family event. And again, they're serving breakfast, but they're out there until noon, so you don't have to eat breakfast out there. You can just still come out, and it's completely free. So fun time.
Or you can just eat breakfast at both the pancake breakfast and there, and then go on the Canocla thing all on the same day, pretty
walk
much.
Walk it all. Yeah, if you have pancakes at the Optimist Club and then come out and have eggs and sausage or whatever they're cooking, which will be amazing with the EAA fly-in, then you're fat and sassy, and you can go garage sale and walk it all off.
Yeah, exactly. Walk that all off. And of course, we're talking about having a lot of fun, but of course, the events of 9/11 are coming up, and the RSVP Four County, they've created a Sirens and Snacks project.
That's right. So this is super cool, and they have this every year. So in remembrance of the events of 9/11, as you mentioned, which will be coming up in a few more weeks, RSVP from Four County Mental Health has created a Sirens and Snacks project to help the local law enforcement so that they have snacks on hand to share when they come into contact with our kids in our community. So, they believe that by offering a snack, law enforcement can build, you know, positive relationships when working with these kids and families. You know, many times when kids come into contact with police, many times it's not in a positive way. Something has happened that is serious, maybe domestic, you know, situations, lots of, trauma or whatever it might be. And these kids are concerned or they're worried. I can't fathom really what all happens during many of the calls that our police are on. But mm-hmm. when they come in, excuse me. But when they come into contact with kids, they want to be able to pop the trunk or look in the back seat and grab some snacks and be able to offer those to those kids so that it softens the situation, it builds relationships, it calms everyone down, and then they can work through the situation at hand. So I say all that because we're doing some collecting. In Coffeyville and in Independence, both at the Chamber of Commerce and the Community National Bank, in both communities, are the drop-off locations for snacks. Yesterday, I bet you at least three people came into our office during the day and, you know, they had their mask on. They didn't even really walk into the office. They stopped right by the little snack bucket and dropped off all kinds of packaged snacks. And so we're excited about that as we see that, you know, we see our tub fill up. We're going to also be taking donations at First Friday. So when people come to First Friday, they can also bring individually packed snacks. And then we will be taking those that are collected in Independence and giving those to the Independence Police Department and doing the same respectively for those that are collected in Coffeyville. So it's a great program. Again, be sure and drop off your snacks at either the Chamber of Commerce or Community National Bank in both communities, Independence and Coffeyville.
All right. So another great program there going on. And I think that's pretty much it for this week. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about all these great things that are going on, how can they get a hold of you?
Three different ways. You can go onto our website, you can go to our Facebook page, which is Get Independence, or you can give us a call at 331-1890. You know, things are happening fast and furious in our community, in our county, and I know the Chamber in Coffeyville, as well as the Chamber in Independence, work hard to kind of be the 411 of all information. So we do our best to get that information out. If we slip up and we don't have it out, you give us a call. We will make sure that we push that information out. Or if you have something that I haven't mentioned and you think needs to be mentioned either on air or on our community calendar or through our Facebook page that is beneficial to the community, be sure and give us a call and we'll help publicize that information.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on today. I really do appreciate it. And we will see you again next week.
I'll be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this beautiful Tuesday morning.